tell you all about the plants, all of the pots and how they grow. Now just sit right down and enjoy the song. Your lesson starts right now and here we go.
All right, our lesson is from Tony Fulmer, the Chief Horticultural Officer at Chalet Nursery, which is located at 3132 Lake Avenue in Wilmette. Harry is in for Bill Left today, Tony. I don't know if you've met Harry before.
No, I haven't.
And, oh, you're in for a treat.
But he looks like a very astute gardener, so I'm yeah. I'm going to be challenged, probably. I can see that.
No, I mean, I could make a salad, not at all. No, Wendy's like, do you have any gardening questions? Like, well, I have a plant question. She's like, that would be good. It'd be right up Tony's alley. And, you know, I grew up in Glencoe, and I live now, like, where Evanston meets Skokie. And the chalet's been there forever. And I literally asked him, you know, how long has it been there? He said, 101 years.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Yes, last year was our 100th anniversary, so yes, now we're on the second century.
That's amazing.
And our tagline is, we call that a good start.
Right, the 102nd year is the hardest.
That's right.
Well, we'll get to your specific question. I want to start with all this rain we've been having.
Yes,
I have to tell you, we planted some grass seed, and I think it filled in a week with all this rain we've had. Everything looks beautiful and green, but if you have Annabelle hydrangeas and it rains, they're all floppy.
It's not just Annabelle. With all of this moisture, even if you haven't fertilized, even though it's been cool, things are just growing so lushly that they are weak-stemmed, and so shrubs are flopping over, even things that in the past haven't done that. I have trees at home that should be very upright, and they've grown so much that the stems just aren't strong enough to support them.
And is that because, didn't they say we got the most rain in May that we've had in many years?
Yes, it was.
So all that water.
Right. And I was just checking my rain gauge, and I've kept track in my home, and I've got 9.5 inches of rain this month, too. So everything is sodden, and while it sounds great, it really is problematic because it's as important for roots to get oxygen as it is for our lungs. So when the soil is saturated like this, plants are really under stress. And they will actually start showing nutrient deficiencies.
So what do we do?
Well, short
get
of going...
Get the blow dryer out?
Well, one of the things to do would be if you have things that are heavily mulched, I would go out there and make sure, if nothing else, not necessarily trees and shrubs, but on things that are soft stem, like annuals and vegetables and perennials and herbs, if you have those heavily mulched, make sure that that mulch hasn't caved in and is resting up against those stems.
So rake it away maybe
pull it away and try and get air circulation around those stems and also try and expose that surface a little bit so you get some surface evaporation so you get some oxygen to those root systems.
I am so happy that I did not mulch yet because of procrastination because now my plants are better off than the people who mulched.
Well, to some extent that's true.
If it rains again, Wendy, just get out there with an umbrella and hold it over them.
Exactly.
There's only one of me and there's like a million plants
I don't want to hear your excuses.
There was another question I had, but it just completely flew out of my head. Mushrooms. Is that why we're getting so many mushrooms in the backyard because of all this rain?
Right. So when you have mushrooms...
And are they edible?
Oh, God, no. You never make that assumption because so many of them, you have to be a trained mycologist.
I am.
Well, okay. If you are, then that's fine.
But I think my puppy's been eating them.
Oh, you have to be really careful about that because many of them are highly, highly poisonous. And that's just a function of, with all of this moisture in the soil, that the organic matter, and you may have not known it, but there are roots or old stumps or whatever, this old organic matter decaying. And so they are feeding on that. And so that's what the mushroom, that decaying organic matter, is supporting the mushroom growth.
And how do I get rid of those other than just going and...
Well, you keep harvesting them. And when I say harvest, I mean just removing them.
Yeah.
But as long as the soil is this wet and as long as that wood or those roots have not decomposed completely, as long as there's that kind of moisture, they will keep coming back and back and back until that is completely broken down to nothing.
All right. Tony Fulmer is here, the Chief Horticultural Officer, I almost said it, at Chalet Nursery, which is celebrating 101 years.
Yes.
You can follow them on Facebook at Chalet Nursery. You can go visit them at 3132 Lake Avenue in Wilmette. And Harry, do you want to get to your question now? Because I don't want to...
I have so many questions. First of all, is your favorite movie Edward Scissorhands?
It's up there.
It's up there. I would think in your world it is.
Yes.
All right. So I want to get a mycologist. I never heard of a mycologist. So I want to get a plant to put, you know, for our little stoop as you walk up the path to our house. We got like the stoop, and then you walk in the house. Unless you're, you know, you don't live there, then, you know, you don't have a key. You wouldn't go in there. But I want to get a plant that will last and, you know, something with a little color. And it could withstand the rain. It could withstand, you know, I'd like it to last more than a week.
In a planter?
In a planter. And could you recommend something?
And is this for sun or is this for shade?
Well, I'm going to say it's probably shade.
Okay.
But I mean, it's going to be like the first thing people see when they, you know, when they look at the house, when they come to the door. I just want to try to... you know, brighten my wife's day, as I must do constantly.
Okay.
So I want to get...
You're not enough.
No. How much time do you have? So I want to get, you know, my mom used to always love mums.
Yes.
You know, yellow mums. It was easy to remember because I would get my mom a mum.
Right.
You know, dad, I would get him dad's root beer. But I want to get a plant that will you know, be colorful but low maintenance.
Okay. Well, so the question is, if you want color, do you want flower color or do you want leaf color? If it's in partial
flower color.
Okay. Then situation like that, probably your best bet if you're looking at less than 4 hours of sun a day would be to go to some of the begonias.
Begonias.
The begonias are succulent stemmed, so they, once they're wet, they stay wet. They're not needy like impatiens are.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do sun, they can do shade, they can do anything in between. And they're very forgiving if you miss a watering.
But you know you have to water, because every planter I've made, sometimes I get lazy and stop watering them.
Right.
And now in my planter, I have weeds from last year. I haven't planted anything yet this year.
Well, and
you have to water them.
You have to water. And I think that's a point that we need to make, is that people tend to forget that water is not cumulative. Rainfall is not cumulative. So if it stops raining and the month of July, we get no moisture at all, we've got to get back to watering. And that, just because it's been raining in May and June, doesn't mean that you stop watering for the rest of the season.
Are begonias big? I mean,
There's such a wide range of those.
I could get them.
Yes, all the way from 6 inches all the way up to 24 to 30 inches tall.
Oh, cool.
And you can get them with green, many of them you can get with green leaf or red leaf. And then you can get various flower colors of pink or red or white in most of those in the green or the red leaf.
Yeah, I'm just becoming an expert here. Next thing you know, I'm gonna have a rain gauge at my house. I have a follow-up question, but Mary Ann is going to ask you the same type of question.
Okay.
So, all right, well, can we take a quick break?
Sure.
And then we'll come back. Mary Ann, hang on the line. I love to have a really wonderful garden. It's Wendy Snyder here, and Harry Tynowitz loves to have a good garden, too, but I don't know if you're willing to put in the effort. Do you have a green thumb?
I don't have a green thumb. I have more of like a television remote thumb.
All right, Tony Fulmer's here, Chief Horticultural Officer at Chalet Nursery. You can go to chaletnursery.com. It's a great website. They have wonderful products. We've gotten a lot of rain. You had a follow-up question, but you suggested maybe we Mary Ann ask it.
I don't want to be totally selfish. So Mary Ann's right there with me. I've got the same problem as Mary Ann.
Hi, Mary Ann.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I was the only one. Okay, so I do not have a green thumb either, but my father does. So he came over and he planted about 12 lily bulbs about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And these little chipmunk critters are so adorable, but they came and they stole about 5 of them. So there are 7 left. But the ones they didn't steal, they have been gnawing at. So there's probably a 2 or 3 inch growth. And I'm wondering, how do we deter them from eating what's left? Although I see these little chipmunks popping up all over, like moles.
Okay.
I want to whack a mole.
Okay. There are two ways you can do that. You can either do an enclosure to exclude them. So you could do something like chicken wire or hardware cloth. And put it, depending upon how you have those spaced, if they're in a row or if they're in a clump together. And you just put hardware cloth or chicken wire around them, and then put stakes to hold them up. But make sure you put them at least an inch into the ground so they're not digging under. So you bury that and then exclude them. Or there is a product called Repelzol, which is a nasal irritant. And when it gets up in their little noses, it gets them conditioned to this. Exactly. And they pull out their little handkerchiefs and they wipe their little noses. But it's universal. It's really interesting when you look at the front of that product. They even have things like aardvarks on there and things that we don't even have here. So it's a universal repellent, but it's a nasal repellent. So you can spray the plants and that should keep them away without having to create an enclosure around them.
Now, is it true that things like a fox urine powder and fox urine spray will also deter them? Because that was something that I'd gotten, and I did spray around the plant rather than directly on them, thinking because they are predators that might scare them.
Well, yes, we sell that product as well, and I think anytime you're dealing with a biological population like that, you can have varying results. So certainly try it and see what happens.
And Marianne, that also makes a wonderful perfume.
Is that what you're wearing today? Because I don't like it. Thank you, Marianne.
All right, thank you for your help.
Good luck to you. And I have a puppy who's eating all my plants. I was talking to you off the air. Maybe I'll put some of that chicken wire up just to keep him away. You're rolling your eyes.
No, it's one of those things where you have to weigh the results and the effort to do that against not doing it. And I know you love your garden, and it sounds like you've got a lab puppy, and there's nothing much more energetic and in some ways destructive in a garden than a raging lab puppy. So, you know, to me, the best thing would be find the things that are most important, and if nothing else, cage those areas.
I have a purple snake root that I do not want him to touch, so that one I think he likes sedum and goldenrod, and then I get worried that some of these might be poisonous.
Oh, many are.
Oh, great.
Many are.
Not only will squirrels like come and mess with our plants and stuff like that, but squirrels, we used to carve a pumpkin and leave it out there like the middle of October, and squirrels come and they destroy every pumpkin.
I know.
They dig a hole in the top of our garbage. Can I use Repelzol?
You can. The interesting thing is when you plant bulbs in the fall, lots of people have issues with that, and they actually think that they are specifically going after the bulbs. What is actually attracting them is that for 5 days after that soil has been disturbed, there is a certain aroma there, and they're actually coming to see what's going on in that disturbed soil. So they're not necessarily coming for the bulbs. The bulbs are just a bonus when they're digging around in that freshly turned soil. That's what they're going after, and then the bulbs are just a bonus.
Tony Fulmer's here. We don't have a lot of time left, but there are definitely different things you should be doing in your garden at different times of the year. What should we be doing now? You have a couple minutes.
A couple of things that I would start with right now is that depending upon how much water you've been getting, or if you have plants that are susceptible to fungal diseases, remember that things like black spot on roses, you have to treat that preventatively. You don't treat that curatively. And with all this rain that we've been having, leaf surfaces are not drying out. So fungal diseases are going to be epidemic this year. So when it dries out, get your fungicides on. We've seen lots of tomatoes with problems, fungal problems. And just remember that fungal problems are, you prevent them, you don't cure them. The other thing that I would say is that you need to really watch your containers, because in containers, the soil that you've planted in has no innate nutrient value. And so with all of this rain, whatever little nutrient value is in there has been leached out of the bottom of the pot. So in containers in particular, you need to be, as soon as it dries out a little bit, if you didn't put a long-term fertilizer like Osmocote in there at the beginning of the season, you should start fertilizing, because your plants in containers are going to show signs. They're going to be small, and they're going to be yellow, and they're not going to flower well because they're going to be starved.
You know, Richard Rodgers, originally the lyric was black spots on roses.
I was thinking that when he said that, too. Boy, that scares me that I think like you. Real quickly, every time you come here, I confess things. And with the new puppy, I have to admit that I have not planted my tomatoes or cucumbers yet. Is it too late? Am I done?
Well, you're just going to have a very late crop. I hope you got some varieties like Early Girl that are shorter to maturity. So you need to get them in.
And then, don't buy them with flowers on them, right? You said don't do that because that's what I've done typically in the past.
You're always better off getting a younger plant, whether it's a tomato or whether it's an annual. You're always better buying the younger plant that maybe is budded or not even budded. That's always, always, always better.
So look for buds, not flowers when you're buying. And it's not too late. I mean, I may get some.
Well, it's all going to be a function of heat. If it gets hot and stays hot, then tomatoes are tropical and they love that heat and they will come on very quickly. But if we keep having 65 and 70 degree days, that's going to slow them down.
They'll be ankle high on the 4th of July.
Although, right. Think of it, like our seasons are shifting a little bit, so it's staying hotter later into the year.
Yes.
So again, maybe my procrastination, not mulching and not planting tomatoes, maybe I will in turn kick ass and be better than everyone else.
There may be a book in this.
Any way you want to justify it, Wendy.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. Yeah. He is Tony Fulmer. He is amazing. Bill, I'm sure, is sorry he missed you today because he loves when you come up. Chief Horticultural Officer at Chalet Nursery. You can go to chaletnursery.com or check out the location, 3132 Lake Avenue in Wilmette.
Bill wanted to ask him about his beanstalk because his beanstalk is like 80 stories high now in his backyard.
All right.
Okay.
Harry, I got to tell you, I love having you here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to say goodbye to Tony Fulmer.
Thank you.
Until next time.
My pleasure.
Thanks very much. Harry's in for Bill Leff. He's having fun today. I'm having fun with you. And I thank you for coming. We're going to take a quick break, see what Steve Bertrand has coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch.